Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. And the Bible study class, normally scheduled for 3:30 this afternoon, is canceled. As you may know, Pastor Tomlinson is out of town and is expected to return home on August 15th. At the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will continue teaching from the prophet Isaiah, now in chapter 17. The Wednesday evening prayer service, beginning at 7:30 p.m., will feature the reading of the book of Nehemiah, chapters 1, 2, through 3. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled next week and next Sunday. There will be a deacons' meeting directly following this service. Also, there will be a congregational meeting next Sunday, August 14th, after the morning worship service, and we encourage you to attend that meeting. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 99, verse 9. Extol the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy. Brother Olivas will be leading us now in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let us begin our worship with hymn number 36, A Mighty Fortress is Our God.
Good morning once again. It's great to see y'all. And it's definitely great to have those families that have been traveling back here with us safely. It's great to see you too. Once again, 36, A Mighty Fortress is Our God. Amidst everything that's going on, that God's truth does still abide still. Amen. Let's go ahead and turn our hymnals to 261, Trust and Obey.
Trust.
ahead and please stand and turn your hymnals to Standing on the Promises. 175.
My brother, and we pray that in thee, each one of us have that commitment to stand in the promises of God. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we are reminded this morning of the beautiful words of King David in the book of Chronicles, when he told his people, "Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name." And so, Father, we, with David, say the same thing. We thank thee and praise thy glorious name. You are, above all, our glorious God. Things happen around us. Things happen in our life. Things happen in our nation. But nothing changed. Your name is glorious. Thank you, Father. We pray then that as we open the doors of Bethel Baptist Church here in Morgan Hill, California, the United States of America, we also are praying for those who turn on the internet across America and more than 18 states. We now have a record that people are listening. We also, Father, I pray for those who turn on KKMC AV in radio broadcasts. And we know that people are listening in Carmel, in Santa Cruz, in Soquel, in so many areas, Father, that they call us and they send letters. Lord, we pray that the service will be to your glory and that because of the service, they will focus their life in you. We thank you, Lord, for your healing power, and we pray for those who are still sick, Helen Menick, Mildred Plica, Romulo Noriel, Elizabeth Nash. Thank you, Lord, that she was moved now from the hospital to a rehabilitation center close to her home. For Jesse Dickinson, for Dr. McCormack, for Kim Staskus, and for Mike Murphy. Lord, Mike is suffering very heavily, and we pray that your healing power be upon his body. We thank you, Lord, and that you have power to heal. And then, Father, for our missionaries who are doing the great work of preaching, teaching, and exhorting people to see the Lord Jesus, Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Eusebio and Marisa Perez in Malaga, Giovanni and Barbara Avendaño in Guatemala, Martha Poretti in Buenos Aires, Dante and Maruja Rabines in Iquitos, Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica, and then locally, Father, for the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, for the Christian Athletic Association, for Daniel and Miriam Lacey, and for Fred and Carol Lewis. Thank you, Lord, that through our years, through 28 and a half years of ministry, you allow us to have this roster of missionaries to proclaim in their own field that Jesus is Lord and Savior. Father, this morning we miss Brother Greg Thompson and his wonderful family, and we pray for him and for his family, wherever they are in Illinois, and we pray for Greg Jr., who's going to start his master in music, that he will focus on you. We also thank you, Lord, for bringing Tricia Laurel back, and now she's passing by because she found the beginning of her professional life in Lakeport here in California. It's not too far, but it is far. And so, Father, now as she starts again, another steps into her life, we pray that she focus as she did before, and you, the mighty God. Thank you for families who help and make us strong. Thank you, Father. And so I thank you, Lord, for Victor and for Darlene, who helped her all the way. And now they see the fruit of their help and the beauty of Tricia. Thank you, Lord, that you're going to do mighty and wonderful things, and you're going to show her the way as you did before. Thank you, Father. Thank you for also Anthony, who is back in school. And we pray that one day he also be a doctor also. In Jesus, we are grateful for our young people when they follow your steps. Now, Lord, you provide for us every Sunday. And so we thank you. Bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' precious name, amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Proverbs. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 724. We will be reading Proverbs chapter 7, verses 1 through 14. And will you please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Proverbs 7, verses 1 through 14. My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live in my law as the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman, that they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with her words. For at the window of my house I looked through my casement, and beheld among the simple ones. I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding, passing through the street near her corner, and he went the way to her house, in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. And behold, there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot, and subtle of heart. She is loud and stubborn, her feet abide not in her house. Now is she without, now in the streets, and lieth in wait at every corner. So she caught him and kissed him, and with an impudent face said unto him, I have peace offerings with me. This day have I paid my vows. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray together. Our gracious Father, we thank you that you have given us in your word everything we need to inform us and guide us in the ways we should go through this life. Though we're bombarded continually with vain philosophies and advice which the world offers, we know by your grace and the guidance of the Holy Spirit that the Scriptures offer the only completely reliable source of truth in all the pertinent matters of life. We thank you for the gift of faith that has enabled us to believe the gospel and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to always demonstrate our love for him by responding to this marvelous grace by obeying his commands. Bless our teacher now and our pastor, Gabriel Otero, as he comes to bring counsel for our lives from the Bible. Give us understanding and those listening on the radio and internet and CD so that we may live according to your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Would you please be seated?
Thank you, my brother, and I'd like just to share two or three things. This key with a key holder was found in the parking lot by my secretary, Casey, and if it's your key, if you miss a key, it's right here on the pulpit after the service. You can pick up this. I want to say again, Tricia, which I have her when she was a little baby in my hand, a few hours being born, now she started her professional life in the hospital in Lakeport after being so successful in Georgia on her internship. So we praise the Lord, and we hope that her brother follow her steps and also Anthony be very successful. So we are praising God for that. Pray during the week for our pastor, Greg Tomlinson, who also is in Illinois trying to settle Greg in a place, and believe it or not, it's hard sometimes to find a reasonable and healthy place for our young people. And so I'm glad that he went over there as a responsible father to get to the final stages so that Greg can become a master in music. And so that is also wonderful. And we are grateful for parents who care and follow this. And also, I want to say you saw two tables, one at the entrance and one in the back. Wherever you go, you cannot escape the offering of Christmas, all right? For those who are new, let me tell you what we do. At this time of the year, we take an offering for our missionaries. Sometimes the offering is $20,000, sometimes it's $12,000, sometimes it's $8,000. The Lord has provided a very good amount of money for our missionaries. Some of them have very little salary. Dante, who is in Iquitos, has $220 a month salary. Dr. Dante, who was a doctor. He left his profession to help people in the jungles. He had cancer. He prayed, the cancer is away, and he's working in the hospital. And I have about 20 pictures that he sent, and hopefully this week I will put the pictures, give it to Deborah, and she put it on the board for you. Wonderful missionary. And so what we do is they receive $1,000 or $2,000 gift from us. Rather than giving us presents to each other for Christmas, we give an offering to the missionaries, and this is our present. See, I have one thing in mind. There is no better present than to share the gospel. And so our missionaries, sometimes they pay off their car, sometimes they buy something they needed. And so I pick up a box. It's a symbol, a box. We don't want any coins. You write a check on it. All right? And I can ask because it's not for me. It's not for me, the money. It's for somebody else who's in the mission field and we care so much. By the way, our missionaries are there with us, some of them for 25, 26 years. And some of them were 28 years and retire. And so it's good to have a stable church with stable people and stable missionaries.